Governor Chris Christie has made it his mission to shine a spotlight on drug addiction as he tests his presidential appeal in the early primary state of New Hampshire. Christie met with local officials and advocates at the 42-bed treatment house Friday for a candid and personal discussion. Openness, Christie stressed, is important if the country is going to address this epidemic.
We really haven't heard a president talk about the drug situation. If there's not a better evidence of stigma, I don't know what is, because you don't have the President of the United States, despite the fact that our country is awash in this problem.
Last month, Christie stopped at the Fernham Center, another treatment facility in Manchester. But for residents of Franklin, this is more than just a campaign issue. So far this year, 6 people have died of a drug overdose in Franklin, and almost 30 were revived from the overdose reversal drug, Narcan.
It's an outrageous number for communities our size. Franklin's only 8,500 people. Neighboring towns are even smaller. It's incredible to see the number of people that we're losing. We have a heroin overdose a week.
That was Mayor Ken Merrifield, who says although there has been an uptick, Franklin has been dealing with a drug problem for quite some time. Like many New England mill towns, Franklin was once vibrant. But as the mills shut down, the local economy felt the hit. While driving through town, you can't help but notice the boarded-up shops and vacant lots posted with for sale signs.
We have a lot of economically depressed individuals. We have a very strong, vibrant welfare system. We have, and in conjunction with that, would be a lot of subsidized housing.
That was Police Chief David Goldstein. He says the poor economy has led to an increase in crime and drug abuse, something Bob Hurley, a resident of 10 years, is no stranger to.
You see the buildings down there with the blue, with the green roofs on them? A few years ago, one of those roofs was blown off by a meth lab. And if you go down 2 blocks, and there's a couple of drug houses down there operating almost out in the open. There's always been a drug problem here.
But Chief Goldstein says this is an issue the city is not trying to hide.
The mayor, the city manager, the council, myself, and the other department heads do not have our heads buried in the sand. We acknowledge the fact that there is an issue here.
5 years ago, the mayor started a drug task force made up of local leaders who meet twice a month to brainstorm how to better address this issue. The focus, the mayor says, is on prevention and treatment, and most importantly, keeping an open dialogue.
One of our primary goals is awareness of the problem. And I think that by reducing the stigma and not considering every user to be a criminal but someone who needs help is really important in turning the problem around.
Cheryl Wilkie, who now works at the Webster House, has been clean for 27 years. She says removing the stigma around substance abuse is key to tackling this epidemic.
We're not going to stop talking about it. We're going to still have these meetings, and we're going to keep shaking the trees, and we're going to keep asking you all to talk about it, because the stigma has kept us all quiet for too long, and it is what kills people.
Many who attended Friday's discussion lost a loved one to this disease, including Governor Christie, who lost his law school friend last year.
It can happen to anybody, so I think it's us talking about it. The more we get to them engage in conversation, the more we can understand those complex different choices that they're making.
In 2014, more than 320 people in New Hampshire died from a drug overdose. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.